Let's dive in. Secretary of State Brian Kemp, he's known as a guy that cuts red tape, empowering Georgia businesses to grow and create jobs and generate an economic recovery. Secretary Kemp, thanks for being with us.
Oh, great to be with you guys.
A question for you, along with our topic, are we leaving a better America and a better Georgia, for that matter, to our children?
Well, you know, that's a loaded question, I think.
For sure.
When you see what's going on in Washington, you kind of wonder, but I know here in Georgia, from my perspective, we're trying to do that. I'm trying to bring my small business owner background to the office because we deal with so many business folks every day and really trying to find a way for government just to get out of their way, let people get back to work, provide an environment where it's easier for business people that deal with our office to really cut through red tape and let us be more efficient for the folks that are using our services.
For our listeners, tell me exactly what the responsibilities of the Secretary of State are.
Well, from a business perspective, you know, we register all corporations in Georgia, foreign and domestic, for people that are doing business in Georgia. We also do professional licensing. We have 197 different professions that are licensed in our state. It affects over 400,000 Georgians. There's over 500,000 corporations that are registered. So we also license and register securities, stockbrokers, financial advisors in our state, along with the federal government that does that. So we really deal with a lot of business people every day, and we're trying to provide that environment that Georgia's an entrepreneurially friendly state, finding ways and using e-government solutions, making it easier for people to do business with our office.
I see. And again, your reputation is one of cutting red tape so business can succeed. And something else I thought was interesting, we as Georgians just won a lawsuit against the Obama administration, allowing us to confirm Social Security numbers to make elections fair. Tell me about that.
Right. One of the other big things the office does, we're responsible for running elections, state and federal elections in our state. And, you know, one of my top priorities is stopping voter fraud, making sure that we have secure, accessible, fair elections in Georgia. And quite honestly, that entails making sure our voter rolls are secure. We were the only state in the country that wasn't in compliance with the Help America Vote Act, and we had a federal agency, the Department of Justice, that was keeping us from doing that. And to make a long story short, I decided to file suit in district court in Washington, D.C. to get preclearance where we could start doing that. And after 2 months of doing that, the Department of Justice settled with us. And so we're now implementing that process, which will make our voter rolls more secure.
That's absolutely a big deal, and as you say that, I think about the Arizona immigration law and Georgia's immigration law as it applies to business. What are we doing as a state, and what are you doing as the Secretary of State to make sure illegals aren't getting the jobs that Georgians need?
Yeah, most of that responsibility really in Georgia falls on other departments. What we try to do in getting folks licensed and registered corporations is basically providing for the businesses that are here or want to come here an easy way to get their business up and running or get their professional license. We're now doing much of that online. It's saving the taxpayers money, and it's having our business people spend less time dealing with our office. One of the other things I think we can do, and it's something that we're working on now, is really trying to have the Secretary of State and myself be the small business owner's advocate in the state of Georgia. That's why we created our Cut Red Tape website this year, where Georgians or employees of small business owners or really anybody that's got a good idea can go to that website, email us a suggestion on how we can get rid of a ridiculous, redundant, outdated rule or regulation or law, any ideas that they have on economic development, ideas on how we can grow jobs in our state. And then we'll take those issues and vet them and then work with the governor and the legislature to get those, reforms in place. This year as well, part of our legislative package was regulatory reform, where now any board or commission in the state of Georgia that regulates a business at least once every 7 years will have to come before the Georgia Occupational Regulatory Review Committee, which will basically make them justify their existence, make sure that their rules and regulations are not keeping people from getting into that field of work, making sure it's not cutting off competition, making sure that we're not hurting economic development and job opportunities in our state. And it's just a way that we can make government more accountable to the people.
Well, that's great. So this is David Nicholas. Question for you, and it obviously seems like helping small businesses is a top priority for you, which is great. But the new voter law that went through, checking the Social Security numbers, is that going to go into effect this November? And what effect do you think that'll have on elections?
Right. It has been in place, the same type process, because of a court injunction. So it's really not going to be affecting people in a way that they'll notice, but it will be. It's being implemented right now. Now, any new person that registers to vote, you know, will verify their first name, their last name, their date of birth, and will verify that either through their Social Security number with the Social Security Administration's database or the Department of Driver Services, which is basically your driver's license number here in the state of Georgia, to make sure that we simply know who people are, where they live, and make sure that they're a citizen of the state of Georgia and of this country before we register them to vote.
Outstanding. With us today, we have Secretary of State Brian Kemp, known for cutting red tape and allowing Georgia businesses to grow. Question for you. If someone wants to get in contact with you, they want to look at your platform, they want to make a contribution to your campaign, how would they do that?
Best thing to do is go to our campaign website, which is basically my slogan. It's Kemp Means business.com. We have our detailed policy proposals there. You can obviously contribute online. And basically, I've been telling people, look, you can go there, read our proposals, and then you can go to the Georgia Secretary of State's office website at sos.ga.gov, look at the press releases and see what we've already implemented of that plan. I think, you know, Georgians and Americans right now, throughout the country, they just simply want a government that will do what it promises and leaders that will do what they say, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Outstanding. That was KempMeansBusiness.com. Did I get that right?
That's correct.
Mr. Secretary, thanks so much for being with us. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Take care.